So I'm in the studio with Caitlin Beal and John Sebastian from Drunk Music Reviews. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks.
No problem.
I guess to start off, what is or what are Drunk Music Reviews?
So it's sort of split up where I actually do most of the reviewing. So I do a lot of live tweeting about the show. And John actually can talk a little bit about what he does, which I think actually makes us so special. It's very special.
Well, so instead of having a photographer or somebody taking photos of the bands, I actually stand there and do live illustrations of the bands as they're performing, or anybody else that I think is worth note or drawable. It's kind of live caricatures.
Yeah, John is a caricature artist by trade. That's what he did for many years, and so he can't help himself when he sees some goofy-looking person.
I've seen your caricatures. You do a lot of watercolor as well.
Yeah. It's fun. I think it kind of captures the movement of the bands a little bit more, just throwing water on there and just getting real messy with it.
Then you should be more specific. You don't actually do most of the watercolor at the show.
Yeah.
It's not like we have a canvas set
up. It really
up.
Depends on how much room I have. You know, if I'm stuck in a crowd, I'm just doing the pencil sketches and making notes and taking note of all the colors and things like that. And then afterwards, I use all the wet media, the ink, and the watercolor after I'm hungover the next day or the next couple of days, depending on how many 18 whiskeys I drank that night.
Now, does the band, how much you like them, how much you dislike them, affect how you draw them, what colors you use?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say if I am not into them at all, I will be as mean as possible at some points.
Give them enormous heads or what?
Mostly just kind of clowning on them a little bit.
Well, if they're bands that you don't like or you think are boring, they end up not even having faces most of the time.
Yeah.
John will just give up on drawing them because he's just like, I'm bored. I care so very little that I'm just not even going to draw.
I don't want you to name names, but how frequently does that happen where you go see a band and you realize, wow, this is really kind of just a waste of my time?
I mean, we usually say it though. So
yeah.
I guess
we're
I can't
not
think of
afraid
any.
Of saying it.
Glass Lux is the last band that we were liberal in what we said about them. So they're a band from Chicago. We actually went to South by Southwest in March. So that was actually a new experience for us. But we saw this band, this guy and this girl who are from Chicago. And I don't even know or care what they do, but they were awful. They were so boring. Not just boring, but they were awful. They were the worst band, and that's what we put in the review. We didn't draw them. We said we didn't even bother wanting to draw them. We just got drunk instead because that's how much we hate them. So
not to name names, right?
Not to name names, but they're called Glass Lux, and they're from Chicago. I'm sober.
The reviews themselves, you start off just watching the band, like you said, there's alcohol involved. But then do you ever reach a point where you're just, I'm way too into this. I'm way too deep in alcohol. I can't even write anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we both take turns tweeting. Sometimes, yeah, we absolutely love the show so much that we kind of neglect our tweeting duties because that's when you really know something's good, is that you can't even look away. You can't even halt the experience because you just love the band so much. And yeah, sometimes you're just so unbelievably wasted that you can't even begin to coherently form some sort of tweet or text, which, yeah, if you look back at some of the tweets toward the end of the night, they're just like blurga 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 blurg. You're like, oh, I have no idea what that meant or what that says.
How did you even begin doing drunk music reviews?
Unsurprisingly, it started in a bar. Caitlin was like, you were talking about this is the first weekend you weren't working the festival.
Right. Okay. So I used to work for Far I Roam for the Clifton Heights Music Festival. So I had been either writing about Clifton Heights Music Festival for Each Note Secure, which is another blog that I write for, or I had been working the festival, volunteering as a stage manager or whatever. And so it was the first Clifton Heights Music Festival. Was that 2011?
Yeah.
October 2011. It was the first festival where I didn't have to work. And so I just figured, I'm going to get wasted. I'm just going to get so drunk. But, you know, the other thing was is that, you know, like I said, I've been writing for a music blog for a long time, and I kind of came to this point where I was like, people don't care. People don't really read music reviews. No one really, in my opinion, reads music reviews to say, oh, this really has changed my opinion of this band, or like, I feel like I've been exposed to this new band. I think for the most part, people read it because they know the other band or whatever. They have some sort of connection to it. But mostly people don't care. And John had also been drawing caricatures and like nothing too terribly creative or like that was his own thing.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
So we kind of wanted to do something that was way more fun, way more interesting. And also at that point, we just didn't care. We just were like, let's just try this. Let's get drunk and John will draw the bands and, you know, I will just let loose. I mean, that's the other thing about writing music reviews is you have to be somewhat diplomatic. I mean, that might not have been the case 5, 10, 15 years ago. But now I feel like a lot of blogs can be kind of neutered. You know, no one likes to say anything mean, which is fine. That's a great thing that people feel like they don't want to be mean. But we're like, well, if we're drunk, we can't be stopped. No one, no one's going to hold us accountable because it's like, oh, well, we were wasted. So sorry about that.
I was going to ask you about it. That is there a certain level of just pure honesty that comes out the more the alcohol gets involved?
Well, I think both of us are pretty brutally honest for the most part anyway. So it kind of tends to, I guess, lead that on a little bit more, or at least give us more leeway or an excuse to
Yeah. I mean, there's only one band, there are only a couple bands probably that have ever called us out on it. So this was actually at Clifton Heights Music Festival, and this band that I actually really like was an hour and a half behind. And by that point, I had quite a few drinks because they were an hour and a half behind. And I actually talked to the sound guy who was like, this band just doesn't know what they're doing. Like, they're kind of screwing it up. And that's why they were late. And so everybody else, I had said something really nice. And for that particular band, I was like, get yourself together. And, you know, that's pretty much all I posted was just like, get it together. And the band actually didn't talk to me personally, but they tweeted and posted on Facebook like, this is our first bad review and check it out. These guys hate us. And I actually decided to kill them with kindness. And I wrote them a very thoughtful, sober email where I said, I'm sorry to hear that you are disappointed. But one, you're complaining about something called drunk music reviews. Two, you were an hour and a half behind. Also, we were drunk. People are impatient. And three, I actually really like you guys. I've actually talked about you guys on the radio, and I bought your album, and I will continue to be a loyal fan, so I'm sorry to hear you're disappointed. And then, of course, they wrote back, and they're like, oh my God, we actually love you. We were totally kidding. Drunk music reviews is great. And we're like,
so you're really writing from the viewer's experience. You're trying to give a perception of, if you were here at this show, this is what you would experience as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's way more subjective than a lot of reviews, I think, at least, especially, you know, because when you have a reviewer go see a show, they're there to review the band, not to enjoy the show. And we kind of do a little bit of both.
Yeah. I mean, the part of the reason why we do this is because John is in a band actually here in Cincinnati, and I'm a huge local music supporter. And unfortunately, there aren't a ton of outlets that actually support local music. So, I mean, in some way, we definitely feel like we're helping put local bands on a platform. But yeah, we definitely see ourselves as the reviewer of the people because, yeah, most people are totally drunk when they see shows. And, you know, even if a reviewer does get drunk, they're not going to say that. So we're just, or at least just straightforward about it.
You're just, right, you're right. You're just open about it. This is the way it is. Has there ever been an experience where the band becomes secondary to something that's happening in the crowd, whether someone's obnoxiously drunk or obnoxiously loud or just disruptive?
Easily Man Man. When I saw Man Man at Southgate House, this wasn't for drunk music reviews, but I definitely, man, it got weird. It got so weird at that show. People were just making out, like, everywhere. Apparently, Man Man is just a very sexual band that I was not aware of, and people were just having a great time. And I was like, man, I really love this band, but I'm really distracted by all the hands everywhere. What about you, John?
When we were down in Austin for South by Southwest, I went to one of the metal day parties, and you see a lot of great people there that are drunk and just having a good time.
A lot of gems.
And, yeah. I saw this guy, the band Black Breath was playing, and they're great, you know, entombed throwback death metal band. But there was this guy, he had short jean short cutoffs, an open Hawaiian shirt, a big mutton stash, and he was a great looking guy. he looked like Tom Savini, the guy that plays Sex Machine in From Dusk Till Dawn, and
the special effects artist.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And he was just having a good time in this giant mosh pit where he typically at metal shows you go and there's like one big guy that's kind of like lifting everybody up if they fall down in the pit, and like if somebody's giving trouble in the pit and they'll, you know, throw him out or something like that. That was this guy. He was waltzing with people. He was like air guitaring in the middle of the pit, just having a great time, smashing beers on his head. But Black Breath definitely took a secondary to that guy.
Well, getting back to local music, because you said you are very big supporters of local music. What shows or events are you looking forward to in the next few weeks?
Okay, so Northside Music Festival is coming up May 18th. So that's going to be at Northside Tavern. It's their sixth one, and it's put on by the guys that do We Have Become Vikings and then Northside Tavern, obviously. So the Sights, the Guitars, Daniel Martin Moore, You, You're Awesome, Dap Girls, Ohio Knife, The Great Depression, Josh Eagle, Joan Shelley, New Tongues, and Little Lights. So that'll be cool. I'm really excited about the Guitars. Always.
They're awesome. They're always great. Ohio Knife is always great.
Yeah, Ohio Knife is awesome.
You've reviewed them before.
Yeah, yes. We've reviewed them probably
a couple times.
Yeah. Twice?
Twice.
Yeah. Drawn them three times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've also got on May 17th, the day before on Friday, at 8, my friend's band Siren is playing at Three Kings Bar down in Covington. They're playing with Split the Abyss and Machinations of Fate. So if you're looking for some good headbanging music, that'd be a good place to go.
But most importantly, this isn't local music, but you should definitely support it. On May 5th, Limp Bizkit is playing at Bogart's. So if you want to throw back to 1999, and also you hate yourself, and also you love horrible music, you will love Limp Bizkit at Bogart.
Also, if you love paying $30 for bands from 2002.
Yeah. Also, on May 13th, Insane Clown Posse.
Are they playing with Twisted that night? Or is it another night?
I don't know.
They play Bogart's like every 3 weeks, I feel like. Just run on down to from Detroit.
Well, bring your Faygo and come on down to the show. before we end, I want to ask you about the shirts. You have shirts available, or have you sold out, or what's the story there?
We're
totally sold out.
That's fantastic.
Which is miraculous. But yeah, we were looking for a way to raise money to get us down to South by Southwest. So we made shirts, and it was awesome. John designed this really, really awesome shirt that says, support local music, support local beer. And actually, that's funny because we were playing with a few different sayings or designs, and we left it to our Facebook fans, I guess, where we said, which one do you want? Do you want support local music, support local beer, or do you want the shirt that says honorary drunk music reviewer? Like, it was laid out so it said honorary drunk on one line and then music reviewer on the other. And so we kind of thought that the honorary drunk one would go over better because, you know, it's funny and blah, blah, blah. And man, it was like 10 to 1 people love the support local music, support local beer, which is awesome. Cincinnati, totally loving to support local, which is great.
Yes. And then you also made a special red and white edition for opening day, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those went really well. We started off with 25 shirts and we were like, maybe we'll sell them and it'll be great. You know, we'll sell them to our friends. And we ended up selling out in the first 4 days that we had them. And so we were like, okay, we should get another shipment of 25, but those will be taking forever to sell. And those sold out in a month. And then we were like, okay, we need to get some more shirts. And we thought those would take forever. And those sold out pretty quickly too. So it was awesome. It was great that people wanted to buy them, that people liked us enough that they wanted to support what we were doing. And the fact that we got a ton of orders from outside of Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
We got orders from San Francisco. We got orders from Boston.
San Diego, Seattle.
Yeah. It was like, how did you even hear about this? So I don't know. That's the power of the interwebs, I guess.
Well, I've had the pleasure of speaking with Caitlin Beal and John Sebastian from Drunk Music Reviews. For links to their blog and for more information about Drunk Music Reviews, please visit wvxu.org/lx. For local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thing ain't always just what it